Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good night, everyone. My name is Alicia. Welcome to The Limestyle. Let me start by saying first, I want you to introduce my co-host, Thea.
Hello.
And second, I want to explain why I changed the name from Under My Skin to The Limestyle. The Limestyle is basically means a positive movement or positive lifestyle that I'm trying to promote, meaning that after every hardship, there comes ease, and I'm trying to follow those things and try to lead by example. So, in saying all that, welcome, everyone. And when we start, I want to let you know you could call in. My number is 53-999-3623. That's 563-999-3623. So our topic tonight, men. Kendra, what do you feel about that?
there used to be this old saying, You have to love them because you can't leave them, or you can't live without them, or something like that. So, it's better if we can all just get along.
I wish we could get along very well, but I notice a lot of men really don't think, well, they have this concept that women, we have a lot of power. I believe we do, to a certain extent. I believe the men a lot of power, but I don't think that they're seeing that they do,
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate sometimes because I think society now, everyone has become this way of not expressing themselves. They don't know how to talk to people, opposite sex. They don't know how to relate. The only thing now is technology. It's a lot of texting, a lot of, going back and forth. It's not no communication.
Right.
Yeah. And one of my, I saw today a post, and it says a man has two options in a relationship. It's either you stand up, be the man she needs, or sit down so she can see the man behind you. And I think a lot of men don't understand how really powerful they are, Kendra. It's like, they say we have the power because of our, I don't want to be too graphic, but our, private area.
Mm-hmm.
And little do they know, they have a lot of power, and their power is their mind. And the way they mentally, they can stimulate us to a certain extent to make us be a certain way toward them. And I don't think men understand that at all. What do you think about that, Kendra?
Well, I kind of take the opposite road. I think we're all equally powerful. And I think that you said it a little while ago about communication. Communication is one of the biggest things, I think, that carries a relationship. And if two people can't communicate, then really you don't have a relationship. But
right.
I think it all boils down to, being able to talk to each other and communicate effectively. It's interesting that you said communication. I teach communication for our customer service training.
Yes.
And since I've been teaching that, it's been a lot of things about communication that I didn't really realize until I really started looking into teaching it. And it's so important to be able to communicate with another human being. And it's male, female, everyone. And to be able to put your feeling, your emotion, whatever it is out there for your need or for what you want, you know, and be able to communicate that effectively to another person.
I think, yes, and I agree, and we're lacking of that. Oh, I apologize, and we're going to continue with that one in a second. I want to let you guys know I am not a therapist. Neither is Kendra.
Nope.
What we do in right now is expressing our opinions as far as women and letting you know how we feel to certain situations and experiences that a lot of us go through that a lot really don't talk about or are scared to talk about. I also want to say you could also hit us in the chat room, which is very anonymous. And if you have to let anything out, you want to talk about something or even a subject, you could always go on there and chat. And going back to what Kendra was saying, I agree 100%. I agree that communication is lacking in this day and age. People rather text someone than to actually talk to them.
Right.
And I think it's very annoying to me. I hate texting. I can't stand it. I could stand it to a certain level, you know, like, hey, Leash,
right,
you know, blah, blah. But when you try to have a whole conversation with me, I'm going to end up calling you. And if at that time you can't talk to me, I'm going to be like, look, call me back when you have time, you know. And far as men, I think we're getting so comfortable with the technology that we are not understanding that women, some of us, and let me say some.
Yes, some of us.
Are still old-fashioned. When we say old-fashioned, people doesn't mean we're old. Means we like it much simpler where we could just talk to you in person. We like to see the person's expression. And we like to talk to you face-to-face because there's nothing better, like Kendra said, in really communicating with someone on another level. I think men have to understand also that we women are very, very, let me make this good because I don't want people calling me later talking about you didn't this, you know, bashing or whatever.
we got to choose the words carefully here.
I have to choose my words very carefully. Lately, I've been getting a lot of feedback on certain things I say, and I want to just make it clear. These are just my opinions. These are just how I feel, and also Kendra, because we go through things just like any human being, and we're sharing our experiences. And the reason I do this show is to help someone out if they're going through something or even can relate to the subject we talk about. And nothing wrong with talking about it. So I just want to make sure we get that clear. Lately, you know, men been scared to talk to women. And when they do in a relationship, I'm finding out is, you know, I said this in a couple of episodes, and I think it was the last one I did because I was going through a breakup. And we tend to not understand communication is really the key. And if we can't relate to each other and express our feelings, then some, you know, we're not understand how you feel. And we bring all that bad stuff into the relationship because of the previous relationships that we all been through. And men, little do you guys know, you guys do the same thing we do, and you call us bitter. At the same time, you guys are bringing a whole can of worms, opening a whole can of worms into the new relationship. But you subconsciously can't tell you're doing it, you know? And it's very nerve-wracking sometimes. I love men. Let's get that straight, too. I think you guys are very powerful. I think you all are very, because you guys are, if you don't understand, you guys are like our providers, our supporters, your counselors, because you listen. Well, the ones that listen are counselors. you're very supportive. You are our doctors, our comfort. You guys have a lot of titles, just like a woman, a mother, has a lot of titles. And a lot of women, some women, do not know how to appreciate those type of men that is there for us. And some of them take advantage of the situation, and a lot of our men tend to, stray, you know, like take that bad relationship and then bring it into that new one and then class that woman who might be the total opposite from the last one you had and treat you like a king.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know what to do with yourself because you just lost a good woman because you just didn't know how to handle her. All because of communication. I have a lot I can say about you guys, but as you can see, I'm pausing in and out because it's just like, I don't know which subject to go to next. We just were talking about communication, and I think a lot of us, that's the main key that a lot of us, men and women, because I'm not just going to just say just men, no matter if that's the subject for tonight. And yes, if that's the subject, and that's what we're talking about tonight.
Well, let's go back to how much power men have.
Okay. The power is.
Go ahead.
Their mentality to me, this is my opinion. I think a lot of men, well, mostly, well, all of them, because they're men. You have things that you guys don't understand. You have, if you mentally stimulate a woman to a certain extent of conversation, let's start there. Your conversation with her could connect in a tremendously great way that the power of your vocals and your understanding, and you get her in that mental state, and she goes, when a woman could actually say that after you have a conversation and say, wow, you're really something. Hint, hint, you're getting her. And I don't know if that is the same with you, Kendra, but I think that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
And,
I think it's important that a man can stimulate your mind. You know, if you ever read about how relationships between men and women work, women are definitely cerebral, and, you know, you got to get into our heads for us to really, you know, get into that person. And, you know, that communication from men to us is really key. Of course, I don't think that they need as much as we do, but.
Oh, they don't.
Once they've gotten into our heads and they're able to, you know, really get in touch with us, that's the key.
That's the key, the lock. So whatever, everything else that follows right behind it. And I'm going to tell you why I said that, Kendra. And I know that's why you laughed. Because once you could get us mentally in that mental mind state, and then follows by attention, and then you follow by the sex, and the sex is like a bonus to us. Like, we really don't bank on that. We may act like we do, but really, at the end of the day, some of us just want to, you know, we just want a fix.
We just want the face, the mental, and the hug.
There we go. And yeah. And little do you guys know, that's like the most powerful. You could get anything from a woman once you get her mentally.
That's
anything.
True. But even sometimes it just takes a foot rub.
Oh, how about a back rub?
Or that.
Oh, I got one even better. Man, little do you know, it takes even just a kiss on the forehead.
Oh, yeah. At the right time. They got to do that at the right time.
Exactly. Better. Even better. How about you kiss your, you know how you be like the gentleman and be like, kiss the back of their hand? I'm a sucker for that one. I'm a sucker for that one. I ain't gonna lie. Every woman have a certain thing about men, especially after you mentally get us. And all these things that we're describing, guys, is really after you mentally stimulate us. I'm telling you, that's how powerful I think you guys are. And some of you just don't know it. And some of you have us so mentally, you guys get so dumbfounded to the fact that you guys will let a good woman pass you by because you don't even know what is happening. Because she will overpower, you know, she will overpour all her love and attention, and then you call her a nag. This is how it switches, because you don't know how to handle it, so you call her a nag, then you tell her she's giving you too much attention, then she's doing this too much, then she's doing that too much. I was about to talk slang just a minute ago, but men... Actually, I am going to be myself because that's how I've been doing this show. Some nigga. Hey. As long as you got her and you see all those things happening, that's the mental state I believe is happening to you. You got her so mentally that she, everything else you do is just sugar on it, icing on the cake, or sugar, whatever you want to call it. Is that right, Kendra? Am I wrong somewhere?
No, that's all part of it. Time, attention, the communication, getting in our heads. You know, those things all play into it. And I think sometimes, you know, a lot of it is us not being receiving it. The way that we should. I mean, I don't know how I would tell a man to handle that type of situation, you know? We're all different. Every woman is different in the way they receive things like that.
That's true. That's why we're just talking about it, you know, because we're just talking, I'm just talking my experience, and I'm learning how to be more communicative. Oh, is that a word? Communicative. What? Oh, God, you're about to make me mess up, girl. whatever the word Kendra say, guys. I have been learning a lot, and to me, my mind state, and I've been growing a lot. And when I'm saying growing a lot is I see a therapist, and then a bunch of my shows, I know I have said it a couple of times, I do see a therapist, and she's the best therapist I've ever had in all those years that I had a therapist, and was recommended by Kendra, by the way. And for me, and growing about men, like you said, it takes a lot of women, a lot, because I'm going to say a lot now, this day and age, we don't understand how to understand that. When they do mentally get us like that, and we tend to be like in a whole flip of switch, be like, oh my God, he's playing games with me, playing mind games with me. And at the end of the day, they're really just stimulating our mind to, you know, for us to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, I really do love my men. I understand. I want to be shout out to all the good men out there. You guys are amazing. Some of you might have some women that's very vindictive. I want to apologize for that. It's not me, but I'm apologizing for them on their behalf. Because we hear a lot of things, Kendra and I, and the place we work is, we see a lot that goes on. And, read a lot that goes on, and we want to say some women are very addictive, and men, I don't want you to lose hope on that, because all women are not like that, you know. Goes back to what I was saying earlier, you cannot take your bad experience and then bring it over to the next woman, because all the women is not going to be the same as that first woman,
and vice versa.
And vice versa, yes. And I want you to understand that we women, the same way, just like you said, we should not take our bad relationship and judge every man as the same. All of us has a past. We have a past. And I can hate men to this day right now. And I'm pretty much sure Kendra can too. And a lot of other women can too. But we can't look at that anymore because the past is called the past. And men and women need to understand that the past is gone. And it's hard to live with sometimes. And some of us is still getting over it. And it takes time. Everything is just like a wound. It takes time to heal. It takes time to be tended to, and it takes time to make sure that you could overcome whatever you're going through. So men, try not to go into the relationship with this bad taste in your mouth about that past woman going into it, and not try to communicate with her and try to let her know how you feel, you know? Because a lot of good women out here that is really struggling and they trying to get by and they love you, but some of you just don't know how to receive that love, and it's unfortunate. And we're losing couples like that. I don't know if Kendra feels the same I do.
Well, the state of marriage is diminished. I mean, there are fewer people getting married these days, and that's sad in the sense that, you know, the institution of marriage has been just changed in this country. But I just want to go back real quick to one thing that you said about how when people have hurt and wounds from their past, you know, the one thing about a wound is, you know, if you put ointment on it, at some point it's going to heal if you keep tending to it. And that's right. What I think therapy is. When you have a wound from your past, and it doesn't have to be, you know, you had a horrible accident or something horrific happened to you. It could just simply have been something that, you know, you had a hiccup in life. And you just don't know which way to go about it. And you want somebody to bounce some ideas off of. Therapy is a very, very easy thing. And the hardest part is picking up the phone and making that phone call. So I just urge a lot of men, you know, some of the things that happen in life can't be changed. But if you push through it, through talking about it and everything, you know, that part of communication, get that thing out, get it done, and move on with your life so that you can enjoy it with that person that you're communicating with.
Ah, he is such a gentle soul.
I just seriously believe in therapy for everybody. Let me just put that out there.
When I say that was in a great way, because you have me tearing up over here, and I you know me, and you know if I was sitting in front of you, you'd be like, "Come on, Leash." I agree 100% with Kendra. Our men thinks that going to therapy is what's the slang for street guys?
It's like a taboo thing, or like
it's gay. Oh, that's the first one. It's gay.
Yeah.
It's not man enough. You're not a man if you go see therapy. You're not a man if you express your feelings. You're not a man if you communicate with the person that really is you. Men, listen.
Yeah. Well, listen, real men see therapy.
Yes,
how about
you guys. You guys got to do it. It's the most healful. Oh, my God, I just made another word up. Most healing thing and a healing concept for your mental state. First of all, let's start there. It helps your mental state. Second, it'll help your heart. Yes, it'll help your heart. And the thing is, everything takes time, and a real woman will back you up and understand
and
that life. Yes, support you in that lifestyle that you had. Had is the password, okay? And understand the future that you're trying to do, and understand the person you're trying to become. And therapy helps us so much in it. that you, our men is lacking of seeking, and we want to share that because we're full believers, Kendra and I, that therapy is the key to help any past that's going on with you. The demons you're dealing with now, it's not even just your past, it's everything you're dealing with. If I could go in, matter of fact, we will have a segment about therapy because I could go into how much this woman right now.
We can both go into it.
Yeah. Okay. We will close into therapy because I don't think I will be on this earth if it wasn't for therapy. And when I say that, a lot of you understand what I'm trying to say. I would not be here on this earth if I did not go see this woman that same day when she said I could come see her. And what my advice is to you all is, men, you have to seek the right one, therapist. When I say that, you're going to go bounce around to the right therapist until you find the one that's comfortable to make you challenge yourself and make you think and not make decisions for you or just ask you, so how you feel about that? You want someone to actually just interact with you to explain things of, well, this is why you're doing this, and you should try to think of it this way and give you outlets instead of just saying, and how do you feel about that? This is
right.
That's not how it works, guys.
Right. Okay? You shouldn't be sitting there just talking to a wall.
Yeah, you should be having someone help your mind to think about everything,
exactly.
Yes, that you're going through and everything that you can overcome and making decisions on your own. A lot of us go through these things.
Right. One thing I got to say about my therapist, our therapist, is that she's relatable. And in that relationship of a therapist and a patient, that is one of the key things. And I've had many therapists, and that was the one key thing that helped me with this particular therapist, was that she was relatable to me in the sense that I felt totally comfortable to, you know, African-American woman to African-American woman. And I felt at ease. Not that I didn't feel at ease with other therapists, but I think at this point in my life, I wanted it more, wanted the therapy more. So it really worked. And I did find somebody that was, you know, a key component therapist in my life.
And basically what Kendra is saying is, men, you just have to find that person that you're going to be able to talk to them about what's going on in your life, because we all need this help.
Yep.
Little do we know, especially if we have a very hard past and demons that come with now and coping mechanism and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, we have 1 minute left on our show.
Hello? Well, I don't know if anybody hears me, but I don't hear Alicia. And I don't know if you can hear her. But thanks for listening, if you hear me. And have a great night.